In the army, but no knives, you'll need them.
May 11th.
I wish I was a cat.
No knives, so you really don't need them.
Cats really did have nine knives.
Yeah.
Boy, are they lucky. In that kind of, with that kind of an army, they'll need them.
Oh, yeah. The nine lives army.
Because on Bugs Bunny,
Greatest American
Heroes. On Bugs Bunny, he says that one of the guys, he said, I mean, the cat, he said, gee, with nine lives, I'll need them. I mean, in this kind of army, I'll need them. Look, in this kind of army, I don't need nine lives.
Uh-huh. No, sir.
No. Well, that one, you put that one together all right. He reconstructed that one.
It's a good thing cats have
nine lives. In any kind of army, they will need them.
It's a good thing cats have nine lives. And with nine lives, I'll need them.
That was
Ross, what if you could go to the army, and you would never get killed?
Yeah.
But you had to kill a lot of other people.
They were my friends.
What if they weren't your friends? Would you go and kill them?
Yes.
If they didn't work in me, and if they weren't my enemies either. If they didn't work in me, and if they...
Okay, first. money again, we'll get one of these guys, right?
Yeah.
First you said, if you had enough money, you'd buy another one and get two of these. And I said, we'll never have that much money. We're not that rich. He said, I know, but if we had that much money.
No, not two, just one. One.
What?
One guy, just
one
guy,
one
not
guy.
Two guys.
We got one
two
guy.
Two guys.
Hmm?
If we had that much money, we'd have to have that much money again.
How many would we end up with?
Well, if we had that much money two more times.
Yeah.
Or three more times or four more times.
Yeah.
If it was one more time, one more time, then there would be two guys.
What if we had?
Two more times,
mm-hmm.
There would be three guys.
Yeah.
If it was four times,
mm-hmm.
It would be four guys.
No.
No, it would be
five.
Five guys.
Mm-hmm. What if it were six times?
It would be seven times.
Seven guys.
Yeah, seven guys. What?
Seven guys.
Seven guys, yeah.
And what if we had that more money eight more times? So how many guys would we have?
Eight.
No. Always add one.
Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Two, three, four, five, six, one.
Go ahead.
Mark and I were sitting at a restaurant. Shall I continue?
Mm-hmm.
And not saying anything. And Mark said, Mom, what comes from what comes from what comes from what? Everything has to come from something. What if there is no soil? Then no houses. Can't be any houses to be built unless they're made of glass. And then I asked, why does a house have to come after the soil? Mark said, the soil, then come the trees, then come the houses, because they have to be made of wood. And then, how do you think you would build a house without wood? Crazy. And what if you want to build an attic, because attics are made of wood? And so I asked, what if you want to make your house of grass or rocks? And he said, glass? And then finally he said, and I asked again, he said, you need that stuff to stick them together. You know, that stuff that sticks bricks together. Guess what? These people sure do work fast, don't they? And then that was the end of that conversation. We were eating. And he began again. I noticed every time he began again, he would begin with Mom. Mom, you know what? Let's see, wait, let me try that. Try that again. Oh, Mom, you know why I'm hicking up the other day and today? Because I'm eating fast. Mom, when I put up this finger, it means it's time to go to school. When I put up this finger, he held up the other finger, it's time to go to home. And then he said, and when I put up this finger, using the other finger, it's time to go to bed. And when I hold up this finger, it's time to wake up. And I started holding up my fingers. And it became clear to him that, then he said, and it means both, which meant he had more than one meaning for each finger. So he decided that he said, let's only have this finger is for home and this finger is for school. So I put up my left, wait a minute, I started putting up my fingers. And he said, I put up my left hand. Oh, okay, he didn't say this. I put up my left hand. He looked at it a long time.
and he said, home, on yours, and on mine, school. What happened was, he was facing me, and so I mirror imaged him. And he wasn't, his right finger was for school, and his left finger was for home, but I put up my left finger because I was mirror imaging him, and that's why he said, well, anyway, you get the idea. He actually caught the mirror image, and I didn't say anything about it. That's it. Turn it off.
Okay, I'm asking Mark about what he learned today from the sheriff who came to visit and talk to them about various safety things. Okay, what did you learn from the sheriff, Mark?
There's this talking bike.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Where are the bikes? Okay, I want you to hear the whole story.
He said old Mac Farmer had a farm.
Old Mac Farmer's had a farm?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, what about, did you learn anything about crossing the sidewalk?
Oh, yeah.
What did you learn, honey?
That don't cross the sidewalk without, when cars are driving without parents.
Okay, what else did you learn?
Even if cars aren't driving.
Okay, that's about how to cross the street. What about walking on the sidewalk? Where do you walk?
If you see a sidewalk and you don't have to run across to get it, don't just blabber and just go to the road.
Walk on the sidewalk, don't walk on the road?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you learn about strangers?
If you see them coming to your home and nobody's there and you let them in.
Yeah.
You should do that.
You shouldn't do that?
Thank you. And then they'll come in.
Okay.
And don't
come in and take
you away. Right? Mom?
Yes.
Dad?
Where's
Dad?
Yeah.
Dad, Mom, and
okay, what did you learn about the telephone? What did you learn about the telephone? What did the sheriff tell you about the telephone?
Oh, he didn't tell us about any of that.
Didn't he tell you about how to get help on the telephone?
No.
No?
Another police told us that.
What did he tell?
Oh, never mind. I already saw a policeman at Y Camp.
Okay, so that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, you watch TV.
Well, that's just it that I can talk
Ralph,
about.
Turn it down.
I remember.
Turn it down, Ralph.
Well, I don't know if it's on there.
Okay, now what about Burger King?
What?
What about Billy the Bicycle? What does it say? What does it say here?
Billy.
Can you read this? Billy.
The Bicycle.
Coloring book.
Here is some safety rules. Some stuff about safety rules.
There are some safety tips to remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember them?
Tips. anywhere we're going to go.
Always?
Cross the street with a parent.
Now, where there's a traffic light.
Always cross the street where there's... Always cross the street with a parent unless there's traffic light.
No. Try to go, and don't cross the middle street, cross down at the corner where there's a traffic light. Or where there's stop signs, right?
Yeah.
Here it says a policeman is your friend. And what does this one say? Never
go to strangers.
Never take...
Take candy from...
From a...
Never take stuff from... Well, never take candy from strangers.
Or go anywhere with... Yeah, okay.
Very
good. You're all
done. Or take presents.
Now let's look at your other words.
Because it might... Because stuff might spray at you.
Okay. Now, is this spike or mark work? Yeah, that's the mark work.
That's... No, that's...
Spike? Spike! Come over here, Spike, right now. Now, let's check this out. A plus, that's pretty good. Hey, you guys are getting a little bit better here. Sharp thinking, A plus. You mean you just did pretty well today?
A plus.
Oh, well, B, that's not too good. It's that old same old problem I told you about Wednesday. Did you remember about Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't listen to me, did you? You didn't listen to your old dad about Wednesday.
She wasn't doing it.
Would you please listen to me about Wednesday? Okay. Is this the game that you have to play? Oh, listen, you could make a little spinner out of this. Let's do it, huh? Make it? I say make it. That could be fun.
Okay.
I was saying to Ross, why does he bother you? I'm referring to an ant that was on the floor. And Ross said, perhaps you too, saying that it's because he would eat you, right? And he said, why would he bother you? And Ross said, size. And then he said, because of the itch that I would get if he bit me. Which, of course, is not really just size. He's also referring to the biting quality of the insect.